Hello, everyone. This is the Vicki Ford Show. It's so good to be with you. I know on Halloween that I played an earlier show, and I hope that you all had a wonderful Halloween. And this is such a beautiful fall. I tell you, I'm here in the North Georgia Mountains, and I just feel blessed for even being alive. I mean, it's just so beautiful to see all the leaves turning, and they're still turning, but they're starting to fall. So I absolutely sweep my decks every single day. And the next morning, it's like, oh, okay, did you forget me? So it's been rather interesting. Tonight, I want to talk a lot about divine love, ascended masters, and our archangels, because in our changing times, we really are not alone, and it is so important for each and every one of us to understand and kind of get to know some of them. So I'm going to really be talking. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be taking a lot of information. I know some of it comes from Doreen Virtue's books. Some comes from my training at Delphi. It comes from my other training with, spiritual energy work. So, I mean, I've got a lot of data, and I want to thank everyone for that. I also am getting some from my own experiences. So it all kind of gets in there webbed together, because the Ascended Masters are there regardless of who talks about them or what book they're in. And so I just pay tribute to all those folks that I may have gotten a little data from here and there. I also want to invite you to go to my website at VickiFord.com, and I am restructuring it right now, so don't be surprised if it looks a little different, but it's the same person. Everything's the same. I'm still doing soul retrievals, intuitive readings, past life healing. So nothing's changed on that end at all. Now, there are a couple of, and by the way, I am taking live callers tonight. So feel free to call in with either a discussion or if you have a card. I'm probably going to do some angel card readings tonight, because since I'm focused on that, that'll probably be the focus of the information that I'm getting, because I really work a lot with the Ascended Masters, and there are new masters coming in all the time. Some people call them, I tend to call them spiritual guides, those folks that have walked the face of the earth before, and they have crossed over, but they're very, very wise people. I mean, for instance, Jesus, Buddha, all those Ascended Masters have been here on this, earth, and they have much to Kuan Yin. I mean, there's so many incredible Ascended Masters that I want to talk about. The ones that, of course, I'm going to talk about tonight are those that I have a special connection with, because then I can, share my own experiences with them. And the first thing I want to tell you is a very beautiful story that happened to me when I was in California several years ago. I'd have to say more than several. It's probably 15 at this point. And I was in the north, and in the north area of where the desert is, north of LA and all that area. And I actually right now don't remember exactly. It was not Desert Palm, but it was not quite that far, or maybe a little further possibly. And I was out by the railroad tracks. I had my two beautiful collies with me, and Ringer and Cochise. And we had been visiting with snakes and heaven knows what, and we were really out in the boonies. There was nothing around us, but there was a railroad track. And we were all, the three of us, were walking on this railroad track, and I was in another realm. I mean, I knew that I was kind of left the body and just really was in this beautiful space that I was very happy with. The two dogs were with me on my side, and we were just enjoying ourselves. And all of a sudden I looked up, and some presence got my attention. And I looked up, I was, flat on the railroad track walking, and this person had black pants on, white shirt, about 33 years old, and looked at me, and he'd said, "Get off the railroad track now, there's a train coming." I look back, and oh my goodness, folks, I'm talking a train very close. If that person had not come, there was no way that the train could have stopped. I mean, it's not that they would have been their fault, it's just that, we're walking on their space. So I get my two dogs, grab them, and get off the train track. And, I mean, it wasn't more than a second, if that much, when the train passed by. And when the train was small, it was probably, I was pretty much in shock at the time, but it was not a long train. I do know that. I'll never know how many, and you know, train sections there were. And when the train was gone, and I had my two dogs there, just trying to get my breath. I mean, I don't know what they must have been panicked. And when the train passed, the man was gone. Now, the interesting thing about this incredible story is that we were not in a public place. There was no car there. And when you, as a person, would see somebody about to be hit by a train, you would not calmly say, "Get off the train track, there's a train coming." You would not do it calmly. Most people would not. They'd scream, "Hey, ma'am, get off the train. Somebody's, you know, you're going to get killed." Well, this was definitely an ascended master. There was no doubt in my mind, or an archangel. I'm sorry, I should have said archangel. And I knew it was Michael because I had had a really good connection with Archangel Michael. And when the train passed, he was gone. And first off, there's no way anybody could have appeared out of nowhere. And when a real person, so to speak, would have stayed there just to make sure that we were all right and said, "Ma'am, you know, is there anything I can do for you?" You know, that's what a real live physical being person would have done. And he knew I was safe, and he moved on. And it has affected me for the rest of, I know, for a long, long time, definitely this life. And because of that, I have started many years ago learning about the different angels, the different realms that they work with. And, you know, they work on different levels, y'all. You know, when you get attuned, you know, the higher up attuned you are, the higher level ascended masters you can communicate with. It's a fabulous process that I went through in training, because it's, you want to always, and this is a very key point here, when you are asking help from the angels, that angelic realm, regardless of what you choose to call them, that's not important at this moment. We'll get into some names and a little bit about what they do and how they help each and every one of us. But remember this, if you ask help for something evil, or something negative, something that's not of the highest energy light, it will bounce back on you. And I ask you to really, really ponder this. So if you are, let's just say you're upset about something and you ask for some angelic help, and it's really to not help somebody else. It's like, you know, this person has hurt me and I want to do something to them. That, folks, is not the game that we play. We always, 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 when we speak and ask for assistance from the angelic realm, we always go in divine love, always ask for divine love. And let's just say you are upset about something or someone has hurt you greatly and you want to get help. What you would do is you would ask the angelic realm specifically. We'll get into some specific issues. And this for sure comes from the Doreen Virtue book, because let's just say that someone has really, really hurt you and you have some issues with some legal work and they've hurt you really, really bad and you know that you need justice. So instead of saying something negative or revengeful against that person or team of people, you would ask for the divine guidance, for divine love to come in here to resolve this in the highest, best possible manner. And, you know, you could ask for Forseti. I call it, you know, I have a southern accent, so for heaven's sakes, someone else might pronounce them differently, or Ida Ten. And you would ask for their help in resolving these legal matters so that they can actually bring some peace. I mean, maybe this other person, you know, that has hurt you very badly, you know, maybe they need some help so they don't keep doing this. I mean, you don't know, maybe somebody hurt them. And so they're thinking, "Well, I'll get back at it this time," or they're, you know, they've got some stuff going on. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Not everybody's of the light these days, folks, and they may be of the light and gotten into something. So you don't ever want to get into anything but divine love when you're asking. And ask for help. If I have something that I'm upset about or someone's hurt me or something, instead of, you know, getting antagonistic about it, I go in there and ask for divine love to resolve this in the most beautiful, highest, of energies that can be possibly done to heal this situation. So just want to share that with you because I do a lot of online work and a lot through my VickiFord.com site. And you know, I've never had anyone ask me to do anything like that, but I just want to pre-warn you to be aware of that because it can backfire on you if you try to do something like that. But let's get into some money issues because there are a couple of I get a lot of calls on career and money. And when you're asking for help in the money situation, the cash flow situation, Abentina, that's how I pronounce her name. And I'm going to, employment area, Lusing, Lusing, Lusing is how I pronounce that. And Abentina is a wonderful angelic realm energy that you can, you know, for abundance. And you pronounce her name with Abundanti. And we're going to talk a little bit about her in a minute. And there are other Ganesh and Lakshmi and Damara and Donna and Sedna that you can ask for in the situation of needing more cash flow. Now, there, Lucing is someone that I always call on because when I am wanting and needing more cash flow, not to go off and do some crazy thing, but really needing something, I will always ask three times for her to come in and to assist so that I can be given some more opportunities. It always, always, always works. I've never had it not work. And you can always ask Krishna or Sulis for blessings as well, you know, in the career area, or if you're looking for a new job, if you're looking for a new ways of creation so that you can, you know, figure out how to be, like if you're working in a big corporation, Lusing is who I would definitely, you know, call upon because that energy is so incredible for bringing in new employment or new employment opportunities. And, you know, it's amazing. You know, you sit there and you say, I mean, cause he's a god of, Lusing is the god of salaries and pay and success and that type of thing. He was a mortal man. I may have called Lusing a female, but sometimes I do both on that. But he is definitely male. And so, you know, if you're going to go in for a new job search, what I want you to do is really, really keep your energies high. Make sure that you're surrounded with divine love and not to hurt somebody else from getting that job, but just ask Lusing to help you in this job search that, you know, that the opportunities can be available for you. And it doesn't hurt anybody else in the way. It's not like you want to go in there and say, make sure Sue and Blue and Do, you know, don't get the job and I do. That's not the way that you would ask for the assistance. You ask it through and with divine love so that when you're asking for help, you don't have anything negative that you wear in any way. You're affecting anyone else's free will or their, you know, their path. Because you have to remember, y'all, when, and I really use this issue with the job search. Now, let's just say, and I get a lot of calls on this. Let's just say that you want a specific job with, you know, company A. And so, you know, you put your whole heart into getting a job with company A. But maybe really the best job for you would be company C, and they haven't come onto the horizon yet, and you're sort of desperate and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I've got to go with company A. And it's very important to make sure that you get a job that you can enjoy and that you can love, because you don't want to miss that opportunity to get company C. But what I want to go back to on company A is, let's say that you ask Lusing for, you know, before the job you're going to ask for, you know, the opportunities to be open to you so that you can have the best professional choice that you can possibly make. And maybe you won't get company A's job. Maybe that isn't the position you'll get, but right after that, company C pops in. And so, you know, you have to have some, well, you don't have to, but I mean, it's nice to have some sort of flow of freedom, if you may, of feeling like spirit is guiding you. And so with Lusing, you know, go with with him with any kind of employment, job interviews, or anything that you're looking for, more work, more income, more cash flow, because he is really a very positive aspect of ways of getting in. You can also go to Archangel Michael and ask for a miracle. I mean, it doesn't have to be any specific person. Excuse me. When you're asking for help, you just, if you don't know their names, just always know that you can just say, you know, folks, I'm not sure of your name, and I forget sometimes, but I really need some help on some cash flow. I really need some help on getting some more money in the household. There's some, you know, issues that I really need help on. I forget your name, but please help me. I need specific help on this. And the more detailed that you can get, let's just say that, you know, let's be real here. Let's just say that you really need, oh, a couple of thousand, 2,000 to really make ends meet. And, you know, you're not going to go, you can ask for $1 million. That's fine. And you may get it. It's just that you want to feel that you already have that money. So if when you go to ask for $1 million, you really need to, you know, to make things happen. If you ask for $1 million and you're really deep within your solar plexus and your other chakras, you feel like there's no way I'm going to really get this. You know, you're not really asking in the deepest of true feeling and true law of attraction, a gut-wrenching knowing that I can get this. Because when you ask, you have to already feel that you have received. So, you know, if I'm looking for, let's just say, I'll just throw out something here. Let's just say that you need $10,000 a month to really feel comfortable in your life. You know, and in today's market, that's a lot of money unless you're a multimillionaire. So let's just say that you're sitting there and you're living on, oh, I don't know, let's just throw out $5,000. And you really need the other $5,000 because you may be borrowing money from your savings or something. So you know you're going to have to raise up and get that extra $5,000 somehow or another. Well, the best thing to do is just flat out ask for the extra $5,000. It's just if, you know, it feels right. More than likely, you're going to be able to feel that extra, well, yeah, I can really have that. I used to have it. I can have it now. You know, it doesn't matter what the figure is, but it's best to be able to feel what you are asking for so that you feel as if you've already gotten it. Now, if you're sitting there asking for $30,000, and I'm not saying it wouldn't be nice to have it every month, there's no doubt. But if you really in your mind sitting there thinking way deep inside in your subconscious, there's no way I'm going to get that, then, you know, the asking is kind of possibly not be as sincere, and the angels are going to be able to know that you're not really feeling that. It's more important to feel and believe that you already have it. So, you know, for instance, if you're needing some extra cash, just go in there as if you know you already have it and ask for it and just say, look, I really need this, you know. So I'm asking for your help in a beautiful way, in some divine inheritance, divine miracle, that I be able to get this so that I can, you know, do these things with it. And you can, they already know your wishes, but it's always nice to be honest with yourself and be real in what you're asking for. Now, if you want to go ahead and ask for $1 million and you feel you can get it, go for it. You know, it's just that isn't always the you know, everybody wants $1 million type of thing. That isn't always the answer to everything. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the Roman Abundantia, and I just call her Abundantia, but she was a beautiful goddess, and she had great fortune, and she was pretty much considered the protector of a lot of wealth back in the Roman days, and she was always known in Norse mythology. She was called Fulla, which was having to do with the clouds and the atmosphere. And she was just always there for mortals like us, you know, we're physical beings, to call upon for help. And what I do now is, and I don't remember where I got this from necessarily. I know I read it in Doreen's book, and I think I've also heard it. Several other people have told me this too. So I'll pay tribute to everyone that may have said this. But I hold coins in my hand when I'm asking for help, because it just gives you that sense of, oh, I don't know, just because she kind of had gold coins spilling from her. And I was listening to a workshop recently, and honestly, I don't know who said it, but they were talking about when you're feeling, and I want to do a little exercise with you, when you're feeling a little bit down and you're feeling like, well, geez, I don't really know where anything's coming from in my life. I'm, you know, if you don't have a job, or if you have a job, it's not paying enough, or you're miserable in it or something, just see yourself going, doesn't matter where you are in your home. It'd be nice to be outside, but it doesn't matter. Even if you're in the, if you're bedridden, it doesn't matter. And just imagine, just sort of like rest and relax and kind of open your heart so that your heart is open and you're willing to receive. See yourself really open to receiving. And what I want you to do is open that heart up and just see the gold coins, paper money, whatever you really are in tune with. I personally like to see gold coins, because that to me is, it doesn't just represent money from the external, but it also represents internal, acceptance of self, because typically it's when you can have received money, you know, you have some understanding or some self value in there. It doesn't mean you even have to be spiritual. Just because you have money doesn't mean you're spiritual. I mean, there are a lot of people are running around out there that have lots of money that don't have a spiritual bone in their body. But in some way or another, they believe that they are worth it. And doesn't matter how they believe it and which way they do believe it, it's just they believe they're worth it. And so because of that, I always like to see the gold coins just spilling from, flowing is a better word that I like to use, flowing from the divine ones and the divine inheritance, saying, yes, you're worth it. You're worth having the goodness of life. And, you know, it is a self-worth, y'all, because a lot of times when we become very, very spiritual, and so many of you that are listening this evening and that listen to the wonderful BBS radio are very spiritual people. And you wonder sometimes, well, wow, if I was so spiritual, why don't I have more money? Why isn't it that my career is not better? Why isn't that I'm not rich? And I'm asking you to look at it from a different perspective, and that there are many, many avenues of richness. If you have a fabulous family and you see the value of that and you appreciate that, and if you see the value of yourself, and say, oh, wow, you know, I'm a pretty awesome person, your abundance will be greatly increased. And it is like receiving gold coins. And I know that when we get spiritual, sometimes there's that old pattern or belief that, wow, you can't be spiritual and have money. Well, sorry, folks, that's not, don't buy into that, because spirituality has nothing to do with whether you have money or not. And actually, you know, if you really are going down the path, it's always nice to have extra money, because you can do a lot of things for a lot of people. And it makes you feel very good to do that, if it comes from your heart, especially not doing it because you have to, or doing it to make yourself look good, because it really makes your heart. I mean, I would love to be able to have huge amount of money just so that I could go out and help all these different segments of society that would be of benefit. And I wouldn't, you know, it's not about all these other, big houses and all that. It was interesting. I'm selling my home here in the North Georgia Mountains, and I'm planning on moving, whenever that happens, to Hot Springs, Arkansas. I was raised there, and I had Steve Damus. I'm going to give a little plug for him. He's from, I believe he's from Oregon or Washington area. And he is the best astrologer for laying out exactly the areas where you're supposed to live. And I just chose to do the United States because I can't move overseas. One, I don't know how I'd make a living over there. But secondly, I have dogs. And I have a child, and mainly the dogs, because the child can, you know, she can go anywhere with me, but the dogs, you know, you don't travel with dogs overseas and a cat. So I knew that I had to stay in America. And I tell you, it was the most fascinating experience to know where you're supposed to go and, you know, how that best serves your soul's journey. There were a couple of places in the United States that I would do well in, but Georgia was not the place that I will be staying. And I just knew that, and he knew that. So as soon as my home sells, I will be going over there, and talk about needing some divine guidance. I will be asking Aventina. I will be asking Lusing. I will be asking so many of the archangels and ascended masters to assist me, because, folks, we have so much help. I don't know where you are right now as I sit here on the Vicki Ford Show and talk with you. You know, you may be bedridden. You may be out running around doing your grocery shopping. You may be at home with your children. Who knows what you're doing? But always know, especially in these holiday seasons coming up with Thanksgiving and Christmas and the New Year, you are never alone. Of course, it's nice to have a person with you that you care for and that you have compassion and comfort with. Yet, at the same time, if they're overseas or you just don't have anybody in your life, you still are very connected with spirit. And sometimes in our most alone times is when we really get a chance to connect with spirit. And that is when spirit comes to us, if we can listen and open our hearts to feeling that, you know, you're not alone. And I've learned that, and I've heard that so many times. People have told me in my training up at Delphi and different places that you're not alone. And I even had that training recently when I was getting some advanced energy healing, that when we feel like we're alone, it's only because some of our chakras may be off, but we're not. Our crown chakra is a little, maybe needs a little bit of opening up, maybe a lot, to open up the third eye, the fourth eye, to open up all of those chakras so that we can stay and be connected with spirit. Spirit is always connected with us. But I want to share something with the connection with spirit. And why I say, you know, you say, you may, you know, hear somebody saying, I don't know who it is, saying, well, wait a minute, if they're always connected to us, why is it we are not always connected to them? Well, I will use BBS Radio as a good example. Everyone listening tonight is tuned in to a certain station frequency that BBS has. BBS Radio has some sort of frequency that you can tune into them. If you go to VickiFord.com, you're tuning in to my website because you go right into that website with my name on it. That gives you that frequency, if you may, to go in there. And by the way, each website does have a frequency, by the way. So if you go to one frequency of a website and it feels better than another one, because it's a higher frequency and it fits better with you. It fits better with wherever your frequency is. So anyway, when you're tuning in to the Ascended Masters and you're tuning into them, they're there. They are there. But you've got to tune into their wavelength, and that's to know where they are. So that's very important to know about energies, 13th octave Laho Shi, the highest of ranking of training, if you may, of Reiki. Spiritual energy dynamics talks a lot about the levels and the planes, so that you can get into the higher you can go in your attunements and in your frequencies, the easier it is to connect with some of the archangels that are operating on very high planes these days, folks. And, you know, the kids that are coming in, these crystal kids and indigo children and rainbow, and they're all different names for them. They're coming in on very high planes, and they've got some high frequencies going on, and they can tune right in. I mean, they can tune right into these ascended masters, whereas some other folks, you know, may have to get some training to tune in and to be able to raise up. And a lot of that, you know, there's actual training. It's extremely valuable training to get into. And if anybody's ever interested in learning about that, I certainly can give you the name, two names of people that work with that. And so, when you are really very, very interested in connecting with these spirits, just be aware that, you know, certain levels, they hang out at different places depending on what they're here for. Now, I want to share something with you. If you really want to manifest, you know, you don't have to be up there in the highest of realms, because they're further away, if you may, in energies from the Earth, because the Earth operates on a very a thicker energy, you know, a heavier energy wave. And so, you know, when you're working on your manifesting, you're going to want to work with some archangels and angels, ascended masters, if you may, that are closer into the Earth's vibratory energy span. And I want to get too technical here, but because they're able to connect in with what's happening, and they understand what's happening on this particular third dynamic. Now, I want to share something, just also kind of changing the subject a little bit. But if you're a mother and you have issues with a child, especially a son, it's always good to call on an Egyptian named Horus, H-O-R-U-S. And Horus helps with healing a mother-son relationship. And I just want to share these different names of folks so that, you know, if you have that kind of, helps with these, Horus's magical healing formulas help people through the divine love, like with mother-son relationships and just maybe third eye, fourth eye, visionary types of insights. And that would be as far as clairvoyance, seeing things. So just, you know, you can ask Horus to help you to have better vision, not just for your eyes, you can ask that too, but for insight as well as the third and fourth eye, so that you can see better, you know, both through your physical eyes and through your spiritual eyes. And it's just real, real important to know some of these names. And Guinevere, you can always ask if you're looking to be a mother, if you're looking for, she's from the United Kingdom, as I best recall. And, you know, you've heard the story of Guinevere, you know, from Avebury and the magical stone and in southern England and all that area. And she can help with romantic issues. So if you're looking to find a relationship, you might, or women's issues, you might want to call on Guinevere with any kind of romantic concerns. And basically what you know, there are many, many ways you can go about it. I don't really get into the ceremony of it as much as a lot of other people do. You know, they get their candles out and all that. I just am a very earthy, a lot of earth and water in my signs, and I just really get into just going directly to them, asking for their assistance, saying, you know what, I really need some help. I'd like to have a great relationship. So I'll go to, you know, I'll go to Guinevere. There are a lot of them that I, let me just see some of the names that I can, you know, people that help with any kind. You can ask for Archangel Michael to come and help with, oh, by the way, I want to get to the legal matter, because again, I mentioned Forseti, Quan Ti, I just remembered Quan Ti is also one for legal issues, because it's always nice. There are a lot of people that are going through divorces at this time, and it's always nice to get a resolution from the highest divine love to resolve those kinds of, situations, because boy, especially in divorces, you don't want to have upsets and ugliness and all that. It's tough enough going through them anyway. But, you know, Aphrodite is one that you can ask about, for help in relationships. And, oh, by the way, with the mother-son relationship, you can also, talk to Mother Mary about that. So, it's, very, very powerful. Ishtar also, if you're in a marriage, Aphrodite to bring some peace, some harmony to the relationship. And also I do harmony readings as well. So if you're going through some legal matter or you're going some through some relationship issue, I can help you with your harmony with that. It's considered distant healing, but I still can do it on the phone with you. And we can work through those kinds of situations so that you can get more harmony in your relationship and harmony with your children, harmony with your friends, and even harmony in your work. It's extremely important in your life to be happy, y'all. And the best way to be happy is to have as much harmony with those that we're working with, especially if you're working in a regular business, because you're there all day long. And it's like, oh my goodness, you want to be able to in relationships. Krishna helps with relationships as well. And so if you're looking to attract a relationship, you know, ask for Aphrodite, ask for Guinevere, Assault, Isolt, I believe is how you spell that. And Aphrodite, Guinevere, Assault, Krishna. And I'm thinking those are the main ones that I'm familiar with. Pelée, I believe is how you pronounce that. And also, if you're just looking to really shift things around in your life and make a change, kind of a magical change, aren't those fun when you have magic in your life? And it's like, wow, that was just like magical. All of a sudden, I woke up one night and I did all this work and I did all these things that I didn't know where it came from, where all the energy came from. That is Merlin. And I tell you, I had the most exciting experience with Merlin. I want to share it with you. I had something that I really wanted to have happen, and it was, I don't even remember what it was at this moment, but I know that you know, for me personally, when I go talk with Merlin, I go outside. And I went up to Merlin and I just said, you know, I got on the wavelength and felt that I was working with Merlin. And I asked for a solution to a situation. And I tell you, I came back in, and it wasn't long before that whole situation was completely magically handled. And I think, you know, it was so fun. And I do that a lot for other people. You know, everybody else has free will, and you can't change the way someone else is going to do something. And, you know, you can't change the way they're going to perceive it. But you can always ask for help for somebody else in a kindness way, not where it affects anything that would be biased or anything that would not be in their best interest. And you don't really know what's in their best interest. That's the key here. But, you know, you may think it's in their best interest when it really isn't. I talked to somebody today, you know, I gave a reading to somebody today, and it was fascinating because they're going through such incredible changes in their life, and yet their child is in a whirlwind. And I said to them, I said, as much as we want to help your child, and there are things you can do to help, obviously, but there are some times that we have to actually go through some difficult situations. As long as we have that support there, you know, we know that we've got all these angels and archangels and ascended masters. Sometimes we just have to go through something. Sometimes we've got some karma because, you know, I do a lot of karma work, healing karma and balancing karma and helping people, you know, reduce their karma. And we still have things that we have to do. We still have experiences that we have to live through. And I tell you, I went through one this summer with my mother was put into an assisted living because of her fall that she had. And it was a very difficult situation. I mean, there was a whole month where I don't even think I was on BBS during that time. It was just some pre-records because I was so busy that I could not really do any kind of work. And it was, and of course it got through. Merlin helped, Archangel Michael helped, Mother Mary helped. I had so many archangels and ascended masters helping me. It was like that's all I talked to, who I talked to besides all the other people at the assisted living. But listen, I'm going to tell you, it was profoundly, uniquely a fabulous experience for me because I had to go through it. It wasn't easy. It wasn't, it was challenging. It wasn't just like walking down a, you know, yellow brick road. I had to stumble some, but when I got through it, I had learned so much that I will never go through that situation again. In that way, I released a lot of karma, and it was fabulous. Oh, by the way, if you're looking for a soulmate, and everybody, I think, if you even if you haven't found your soulmate, usually, typically, you're looking for them. Archangel Shamiel and Angus, A-E-N-G-U-S, are two that are Hathor, also help with finding soulmate relationships. So remember that. And, you know, the main one that you're, you know, when you're looking for money, you just want to really ask, be very specific for what you're wanting to know. And let's just say you don't really know what you're going for. You don't know the direction that you want to go into. You can always ask for your you know, St. Francis works with meaning in life and the direction that you're going into. Archangel Michael helps with knowing what direction to go into. El Moria, Hathor, all of those archangels and ascended masters can help in decision making, knowing which direction to go into. Because sometimes you get Archangel Michael. I love to call on Archangel Michael and Jesus and Saint Germain, because Saint Germain also can take some situations that you're in and can use the violet flame. And you can ask for Saint Germain to take that violet flame and go all the way up with using the situation that you're in, and take that situation, folks, and take it and ask Saint Germain to take this violet flame and completely, in divine love, bring that away, you know, and just let it transform. Because in the violet flame, things transmute. They go away. And in any situation that you're in, you can draw it on a piece of paper if you want. Draw the situation. This is something you can do. Draw the situation that you're trying to resolve. Write it out, if you may. Let's just say if you're going through a divorce, and you put the result at the top. You find out what your result is, even if you don't know. Say, I want this result or something better, because, you know, divine guidance may offer something better. And what I want you to do is then see that. You can get some colored markers if you need to. See the violet flame with the divine help. Ask that violet flame to come in and take all the negativity away, everything away that is not needed in this situation, so that all those concerned can have the best result from it. And get that karma shifting some, and get some of those negative energies and those negative feelings and thoughts shifting, so that your life can truly go in a good direction. We have a lot of power within us, self-empowerment, y'all, to do, make changes in our lives with the help of our ascended masters and our archangels. And, you know, if you've got some very positive spirit guides, it's very important. If you ever want to have a reading on that, I would love to do it. They take about an hour, but you sit down and you really, it can be done, of course, over the phone or Skype. And we really look at your spirit guides and see, you know, who they are, what they're doing for you. If you need to get new ones, sometimes we have to fire some of our spirit guides, y'all, and we can get new ones in. We don't just ship them off. We send them to the proper place, making sure that they're, you know, they do whatever they're supposed to be doing. But you can work on your team. You know, you're not just stuck with whatever you have. Spirit guides typically are very, very positive. You want to make sure that all of them are positive, because they are such a powerful team for us. And those typically spirit guides are folks that have lived here on this incarnation, you know, here on planet Earth. And you may have known them this life. You may have known them in another life. And they're here to help us. I mean, I have two Indian spirit guides that I have had for quite some time. And I have had other spirit guides that I no longer have anymore. They're off someplace else getting healing, whatever they need. And I have three new guides now. And it has been profoundly. I got my new spirit guides after I did my soul retrieval with Brenda Pantango down in Florida. She's in Tallahassee, Florida. Fabulous lady, very, very highly attuned and very, very spiritual, beautiful lady. And she's the one who I learned soul retrieval from. And I don't do it, by the way, I don't do it the shaman way. I actually, when I do soul retrievals, and I love talking about this, when I do soul retrievals, I actually get the whole entire soul back for you. It is fragmented, and you get everything back at one time. Now, the shaman way, as I understand it, I've never done it with that way, so I don't say I'm an expert at all in that, but what I've read and what I've understood and what I've talked to other people who have had the shamanistic soul retrieval, and I recommend any soul retrieval. I think it's all fabulous. Is that they take, you know, they bring in 4 or 5 fragments at a time, depending on the situation. Maybe there was a trauma, and they'll bring that part of the soul retrieval back from that trauma. But when you do the interdimensional soul retrieval, you do it all at once. And it is probably one of the most powerful experiences I've ever had in my entire life. I've worked very hard to get to that point where I even could feel like I deserved to have that kind of experience and to find the kind of person that would be able to do that. Because there are not a lot of us that are doing those kinds of soul retrievals here in planet Earth right now. So it's quite a gift to be able to do it. I'm very honored to be able to do them. And if you feel like just that you have had a lot of trauma, drug use, you've had some accidents, surgeries, you've lost your heart to someone lost in your life, you had someone to pass away, a soul retrieval can be very, very powerful in making your life back again. It almost feels like you're restarting your life again. I'm a 50s baby, so for me to be able to say that I feel like I'm restarting my life again is a very powerful statement. So I just want to share that with you. We got off a little bit on the Archangel's information, but I just want to share that, you know, soul retrievals are fabulous. I'm going to be putting even more information on it. I have a little bit on my website now. There isn't anything on the website, on anybody's website right at this moment that I'm aware of that talks about soul retrievals the way that spiritual energy dynamics teaches it, because it's very, very highly attuned, and it's coming in from the realms coming in showing you how to do it. So it's very, very very positive. So, you know, and I want to ask, if for those that are going through any kind of legal matters, Yogananda is very powerful for choosing peace. If you're really learning to learn to feel and follow your heart and open your heart, St. Francis is fabulous, as well as for the animals. Anytime that when I go out of town and I have to leave my animals here, my little poodles and all, I always ask that St. Francis come along with many other divine ones to protect my pets so that they're safe. And I know that they're going to be okay, because anytime you leave. Now, if you're anybody's working out with energy healings or receiving or giving, you can always call on Merlin if you're doing any kind of spiritual energy work. And it kind of helps a lot. And if you're feeling, I don't know how to say this, but if you're feeling a little boxed in, a little trapped, you can ask Hina. I say it pronounced Hina. People may call it Hina, H-I-N-A. She's an ascended master. She's Hawaiian looking. And she can help you to feel unboxed, to know, you know, the next step that you're supposed to take. And all these folks, y'all, are ascended masters that you can communicate with. King Solomon is a fabulous one to call upon if you're getting a little confused in your life and you're saying, you know, what do I do next? Where's my next step? What, you know, King Solomon is an ascended master that Solomon is just very powerful for setting your priorities. And what do I do next? What is my next step there? And those are just a few of the ascended masters. And I think most people know Archangel Michael. Most people know Archangel Michael as one of those very powerful archangels that help you to feel grounded, to get miracles in your life, to know that, you know, you can do it. And I'll tell you one of the most powerful ones that I've been in touch with lately, because, you know, a lot of us are having to learn to let go a lot, because in these changing times, things are just not the same. You know, we may have had a career that was bringing in huge amount of money, and that career isn't doing it anymore, or even they've let go of your job or something. And Kuan Yin, I just love that name. It just sounds, she's just so beautiful, is a goddess from Buddha. And she is known to be the one who hears all prayers. And God has sent her down to help us let go, to quit struggling, to quit pushing, to quit forcing things to happen. Because, you know, y'all, I mean, we can push and push and push and be miserable, or we can just say, okay, Kuan Yin, help me out here. I really need some help in letting go. I know that this is going to happen. I don't know when, but, you know, a very dear friend of mine said something to me, and actually he was on the show on October 10th, Robert Tum. He told me, he said, sometimes when let's just say for my instance with me, I want my home to sell. And he reminded me, he said, you know, Vicki, you don't really know what is about to happen in the future, why your house may not be selling, why you're having to wait. Because there may be three or four items in your life to protect you. Things that if you moved now would not be in place. And when he told me that, it profoundly affected me. Because I know now, looking in my life personally, is that if my home had sold several years ago, I would have moved to an area that was not right for me. And the home then, looking back on it, the home that I would have bought would have been very, very difficult to sell, because that particular area now is not a good area. It's got some negative energy, and it's over, too many homes are there now. So I would have probably been very burdened with trying to sell that home. And so I've been blessed, because when the right timing is here, this home will sell. I know where I'm going to go. I know what I'm going to do, and everything will be in divine order. So, you know, I just want to remind you, Kuan Yin is just such a wonderful, wonderful goddess energy to call upon, an ascended master to call upon when you want some miracles to happen, but yet you don't know how to slow down and let them happen in the divine order that Spirit has for us. When you wait and let Spirit take over your life, folks, it does not mean that you're a little mouse. It doesn't mean that you can't go out in your life and do things. It just means that you go by your feelings, because that's the divine way of knowing, hey, wait a minute, that doesn't feel right at this time. And, you know, there's a little bit more to it than that. But just remember that. I will be back 2 weeks from now. On Monday night at 9 o'clock Eastern, at 6 o'clock Pacific, and I guess in Arizona it's probably still 7 o'clock Mountain Time, I'm not sure, but that would be 8 o'clock Central Time for the Vicki Ford Show. Be sure and come visit me at VickiFord.com, and it also has Divine Awakening Center on there, because I'm working on getting my 501c3 to help all kinds of folks, getting grants and that type of aspects of helping all that need spiritual help. So I want to remind you to come and put your contact information in. Let me know who you are, that you've been listening to BBS, that you know that you would like to have a reading, if that would be like that, or a soul retrieval. I would love to work with you in any way. And if you just want to chat with me, you know, feel free to call in on the radio show. Again, I will be, let's see, tonight is the 14th. So it looks like it will be, I believe, the 28th of November will be the next time that I will be on. I may have a special guest at that time, and we'll be taking callers and talking a lot, lots of spiritual energy subjects. So be blessed. Make this a great week for yourself. And I will so look forward to talking with you after Thanksgiving, it looks like. That'll be the next time that I get a chance to visit with you. Have a beautiful week. Good night. And thanks again for tuning in to the Vicki Ford Show. Good night.